Good morning. The opening meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, January 14th, 2021 will come to order. At the start of this meeting, I would like to give a few welcoming remarks, and I will then invite any commissioner that would like to do so afterwards to please let me know. I'm happy to do so. So bear with me. Welcome to the Federal Election Commission's first open meeting of 2021. Today marks our first public meeting since June of last year, and the first with six commissioners since February 2017, almost 4 years ago. I'd like to welcome my fellow commissioners and to thank 2020 Chair Traynor for taking over the helm of the commission on a short notice in June and seeing us through the end of a tumultuous year, a period when we not only lacked a quorum, but were confronted with significant challenges associated with the pandemic. I look forward to working with Vice Chair Dickerson and Commissioner Cooksey, both of whom I had the pleasure of getting to know during the nomination process last year. I have enjoyed working closely with Commissioner Weintraub over the years as a staff member, and I look forward to doing so as a commissioner in 2021. And once again, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to Commissioner Walther for offering me the opportunity to work for him over the past several years, two of those years during which he served as vice chair, and one of those years of which he was chair. Hopefully I've learned a thing or two from him about being an effective commissioner and chair, and equally important, about being a kind and considerate person. And of course, I want to praise our dedicated and hardworking staff for their exemplary work during these difficult times. I think it would be fair to say they were dealt a triple blow this last year. First, like most federal workers, our employees had to figure out how to perform their jobs and keep this agency running smoothly without access to their offices, while simultaneously caring for their loved ones and dealing with the general upheaval created by COVID-19 crisis. At the same time, given that so many Americans have endured such severe economic hardship as a result of the pandemic, I'm sure I speak for many of our colleagues when I say that we're fortunate we were able to still have jobs. Second, as you might expect, our workload at the FEC tends to increase during presidential election years. But 2020 stands out by far in terms of the demands that were placed on our dedicated staff. The sheer volume of campaign finance activity in 2020 shattered many records. The 2020 election was roughly twice as expensive as the 2016 election in terms of presidential and congressional spending. As you can imagine, this translated into substantially more work for our staff, who did a fantastic job getting accurate and timely information out to the public regarding amounts and resources raised and spent during the election. Finally, the absence of a quorum for approximately 15 out of the last 16 months proved to be a unique and daunting challenge for our agency. And although the commission was prevented from performing basic policymaking and enforcement functions, our employees continue to fulfill our crucial mission of providing transparency and fairly enforcing and administering federal campaign finance laws. As disclosure filings increased, our staff rose to the occasion by reviewing, processing, and making public millions of pages of disclosure information and hundreds of millions of transactions. And they continue to diligently litigate ongoing court cases, examine and process new enforcement complaints and responses, and analyze and investigate enforcement matters to the maximum extent possible. I don't wish to dwell on statistics today, but I think it's important for the public to grasp the magnitude of data that we handle and the ever-increasing volume of information that our employees process in an efficient and timely manner. For example, in comparison to the last presidential cycle, we processed 5 times more financial transactions and our staff reviewed 4 times the number of pages of disclosure reports. And for those of you that are interested in detailed figures, please see the written version of my statement, which is available on the FEC's website. Of course, without the minimum number of commissioners, it was simply not possible to make progress in certain areas. My colleague, Commissioner Weintraub, performed a great service by periodically disseminating sobering figures on the backlog. For example, she noted that around the time we regained a quorum last month, there were 446 enforcement matters pending before this agency. This figure counts all matters before the commission and everything being handled in our general counsel's office, including 275 staff reports that sat atop our desk awaiting commission decision. We now must collectively roll up our sleeves to tackle these matters, both complex and simple. As chair, my main priority will be to focus our attention on the numerous enforcement cases that are imperiled by impending statute of limitations. I am hopeful that we can make progress in other areas as well, such as promulgating rules that curb the activities of scam PACs, which are committees that employ misleading tactics to divert funds that contributors believe they were donating in support of their favorite candidates and causes. I also hope we can achieve a consensus on new rules for internet advertising disclaimers. The need for having these rules in place increases in tandem with the growing use of social media as a campaign tool. The lack of a quorum has left the commission unable to send legislative recommendations to Congress since 2018. I hope that we can achieve consensus this year, as we have been able to do so in the past, and agree on sensible measures for Congress to consider. For example, we should revisit proposals to extend the prohibition on conversion of campaign funds to personal use and to prohibit aiding or abetting the making of contributions in the name of another. In addition, we can do more to take advantage of social media by making educational tools readily available to the public. We have made great improvements to our website over the past few years and will continue to do so this year. I am keenly aware that the public often uses this as a primary tool for engagement. Finally, I want to take a moment to reflect on recent events related to our elections, which have been both encouraging and disheartening. Almost 160 million Americans voted in the November general election, the most in history by far, and American citizens showed their determination and resolve by casting their votes in the midst of a global pandemic while encountering structural and legal barriers to voting. However, we have sadly witnessed the fragility of our democracy in our Capitol last week. As my fellow commissioner and I affirmed to the FEC staff last week, the work that all of you do furthers the FEC's important role in promoting participation in our democracy and protecting the integrity of our elections. Despite our differences, the commissioners and the FEC staff are committed to joining efforts toward that goal. I'm enthusiastically looking forward to working with everyone as we forge ahead in 2021. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Vice Chair Dickerson.
I'd like to take you up on your kind offer to say a few words as well. I'd like to echo the kind welcome that you gave us all, Madam Chair. And I think you very properly set out the challenges that face us as an agency and as a nation. But I think it's only fair to acknowledge is my personal gratitude for your leadership as chair as we tackle those challenges. And also my hope that as we move forward, the warm welcome and professionalism that us newcomers have received from the staff will continue apace. And I just want to add my personal thoughts that I think it's very disappointing that we're not able to do this in person, both for reasons of health and security, and that it's very much my hope that we will be able to once again gather in person with all of the fellowship and collegiality that implies soon. So thank you again.
Thank you, Vice Chair Dickerson. Are there any other commissioners that would care to speak at this time?